Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker. This is WXPR News. This week, members of the Joint Finance Committee will be in Rhinelander to hear your thoughts on the state budget. AARP Wisconsin hopes that budget will include support for caregivers, Medicaid expansion, and retirement security options for Wisconsin workers. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
AARP Wisconsin is laying out five major priorities for Wisconsin's next two-year budget. They include support for family caregivers, expansion of Medicaid, expansion of broadband, lower prescription drug costs, and retirement security options. Jim Flaherty is the communications director for AARP Wisconsin. He says all of those priorities are in Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. Now it's just getting support from Republican lawmakers.
These issues are nonpartisan. So we're seeing already support for family caregivers. We're seeing support for expansion of broadband. There is an intent across the aisle to try to provide some of the support for some of our priority issues. And these are not just issues that impact the 50-plus. They impact everybody.
Flaherty says even if they don't get included in the budget, he hopes there's enough support to pass legislation in support of these issues. One in particular AARP would like to see passed is the CARE Act, which would make sure hospitals have conversations with family caregivers before the patient is discharged. AARP would also like to see a $500 caregiver income tax credit for family caregivers who provide for family members at their own expense.
Caregiving is kind of something that slips through the cracks of people's visibility. The truth is Wisconsin has about 600,000 family caregivers. These are folks who are working generally full-time or part-time and also providing unpaid care for their loved ones.
People have a chance to share their thoughts about the state's budget at tomorrow's budget hearing hosted by the Joint Finance Committee.
And it's your one opportunity every 2 years leading up to a biennial budget where you can get your two cents worth in on issues that are crucially important to you, whether that's our issues or education, transportation, infrastructure, whatever the issue is that's important to you, you get a chance to be in front of the microphone with the state's top legislators who are crafting the budget. Talk directly to them.
The hearing starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. It goes until 5 p.m. Flaherty recommends getting there early to put your name on a list to speak. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says taxes on the typical Wisconsin home over the next 2 years would not increase quite as much under Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal as they would under current law. As Evers proposed, the owner of a median-valued home, which is just under $200,000 this year, would increase by $22 the first year of the budget and $63 the second. That's $12 less over 2 years than what property taxes are expected to increase under current law. That analysis was released yesterday as the Republican-controlled legislature considers Evers' budget. And the Wisconsin DNR found elevated levels of PFAS in some fish in Silver Creek in Monroe County. It, along with the Department of Health Services, has issued a new fish consumption advisory. People shouldn't eat more than one meal of brook or brown trout from the creek per month. PFAS refers to a group of man-made chemicals that, when ingested, is linked to health risks, including cancer. DNR policy advisor Mimi Johnson says this is just the latest advisory the two agencies have had to issue because of the chemicals.
Since 2019, there have been an increasing number of PFAS-specific, that is, maybe not already issued or not already covered by a different advisory that might exist for mercury or PCBs. And we anticipate that fish and deer data results throughout 2021 will continue to roll in, and they may or may not result in new or updated advisories.
Last fall, the DNR and DHS issued a Do Not Eat advisory for the liver of deer harvested within 5 miles of the JCI Tyco Fire Technology Center in Marinette. If it's a Friday at Lakeland Union High School, there's a 50% chance you won't find students at their assigned desks. That's because the school implemented remote Fridays every other week at the beginning of the year to help students and teachers adapt to the challenges posed by COVID-19. But even after the school got used to COVID precautions, remote Fridays are still going strong. Ray Grossman is an alternative education coordinator with Lakeland Union High School. Twice a month, she facilitates remote Fridays at the Lacta Flambeau Youth Center, and she's finding the program to be really successful.
I've been teaching for 15 years, and one of my students told me, you know, relationships are first. If you don't have a relationship, then there's no way to create relevance and no way to create rigor. And this is a perfect opportunity for us to build relationships with our students.
By working one-on-one with teachers outside of the classroom, some students aren't just improving academically, they're having fun too. Fred Molson works with tribal students at the high school.
This is the only time that I see as a Native American mentor at Lakeland where the kids don't say, I hate Lakeland or I hate school.
The school board hasn't decided if it'll continue remote Fridays through next year. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.